Alexandria 88.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for truly we are a ministry where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is an hour that we want to just worship the Lord together. How many of you on this day, this time, under these conditions, just simply feel like going on? Bishop Whining and I will sing a little for you now.
I feel like going on. Yeah. I feel like going on.
That's a very meaningful song. I feel like going on. You know, sometimes in life when we situate ourselves and we deal with things in life, we look at the highs and the lows, and sometimes we find ourselves putting ourselves too high, and then sometimes we find ourselves bringing ourselves down too low. But my brothers and sisters, I come to make you understand that no matter what the situation is, the circumstances are, we should always feel like going on through it all, because we serve a risen Savior. God has done everything for us. He supplied us with all of our, He supplies us with all of our needs. He's given us the greatest gift of all. And that leads me to what I want to just speak with on today, because, you know, violence in our city is so bad. And we want to characterize it and put it on certain levels. But my brothers and sisters, we must come to realize that we are our worst enemies. And we want to label everything in life with racism and so forth and things of that nature. But look, let me get you to understand. It is time that we stop the violence and stop all of this rhetoric that's going on, and we should put our focus more on the Lord. We have more black-on-black crime than I've seen in my life, but we want to put it off on other folk, on certain conditions. But, you know, it ponders my mind, and it just causes me to be confused sometimes, to wonder why so much of this is going on. But look at here. That's a favorite passage of scripture that comes by the way of John 3:16. There it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." God, he loved us so much till he gave us the greatest gift that a person could ever have, and that is his Son, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we have to come to realize that we have to first love ourselves. We can't love others if we don't love ourselves. And as I look at life and I see how life has taken a drastic turn, And as I was coming up, I seen things in life that was happening, but I have not seen so much senseless killings and things of that nature. And I just wonder sometimes why. But you know what? Even in the midst of all of that, every day I wake up, I feel like going on. I ask God to give me the strength to keep on, to encourage me, to carry me through. You know, my brothers and sisters, let's understand that life is not meant to be so violent and so damaging to one's life. God loved us so much that he gave us the greatest gift of all, which was Jesus. And Jesus came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. You know, we put a lot of focus on what's happening in society, but you know, we don't put a lot of focus on serving God. And I come to find that if we would put as much focus on serving God as we do with what's happening in this society, this world would be a much better world. You know, and if we would center our lives around God, I believe that everything will work itself out. But what we've done is we get ourselves caught up into what's happening, what's now, what's going on. And we're so caught up into it that we become to be a part of it. And a lot of times, sometimes we are, or our family members, we become casualties of what's going on. And you know, the thing about it, of it is, even though we have all these senseless killings, we are not at war. Isn't it just good to know that we could do better? All we have to do is focus on trying to do better. And I promise you, if we would just gear ourselves and focus on God and what God wants us to do, then, you know, everything will be all right. But he loved us so much that he gave us his son. And he said, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but we would have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I want life and life more abundantly. I want God to continue to supply my needs. I want God to look beyond my faults. And you know, every day he looked beyond our faults. Even though we do the things we do, God still forgives us in spite of. But how is it that somebody can do you wrong and you don't forgive them? You end up killing them. How is it that someone can deprive you of something and you hold it against them for the rest of their lives? Because we have an unforgiving spirit and our lives have not connected with God, and we do not have a relationship with him. So therefore, we have a relationship with the world, so we do worldly things. I like it when it says in the 23rd book of Psalm, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. See, when you have a relationship with God, it is nothing that you're going to want for. See, those who mistreat you, those who think they take advantage of you, those who think that it's their way or the highway, I want you to understand and know. You know, they always had an old saying that what goes around comes around. Well, look, let me tell you something. We may sleep at night, but God is never asleep. He sees everything. He knows everything. And guess what? He protects you every day, every hour, every second, and he directs your path every step of the way, only if you have a connection with him. I feel like going on. Man, when I wake up in the morning, it's hard to get started sometimes, but I feel like going on every step of the way. Even on my job, when the kids are just screaming and the kids are being so misbehaved, I still feel like going on. Even when pain come on me, I still feel like going on. And Bishop Winant said it so divinely. Though trials come on every hand, I still feel like going on. And you today, my brothers and sisters, you ain't heard me. You ought to feel like going on in spite of. And you ought to feel like going on no matter what happened. You ought to feel like going on no matter what the circumstances is or no matter what condition you're in. You still ought to feel like going on. And I want you to know that God wants to take care of each and every one of us. God wants our lives to be preserved. But, you know, we are our worst enemies. I look at the violence. I look at the young girls, the teenagers that were found dead. Every week, somebody has died by the hands of somebody else. But you know what? I come to find out that when I'm bound in the Lord and I'm rooted in God, it says no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. So you know, my brothers and sisters, understand that we need to stop the things we do and we need to focus on God. We need to look to the hills which cometh our help and know that it comes from God. The 37th book of Psalms shows you, it tells you about evildoers, people who mount up and come against you. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they'll be cut off. You don't have to worry about folk that does evil things against you because God will protect you. God will see you through it. God will take care of you every step of the way. Please, let's get into our... See, our communities are not going to be any better if we don't get in our communities to try to create a better environment for our communities. We can't expect someone to come in and clean up our communities. We're not doing anything ourselves. Let's work in our communities. Let's work with our people. Let's love one another. Let's unite together. Together we stand, but divided we'll fall. Let's learn to put our arms around one another. When somebody is hungry, we ought to be able to feed them. When somebody needs to be comforted, we ought to be their comforter. But remember that God is the comforter of all comforters. And when God comforts you, you are really comforted. My brothers and sisters, in this city of Alexandria, I say to all of you, all races, all sex, all whatever you are, whoever you are, I say to you this. We need to love ourselves, because if we don't love ourselves, how can we love each other? The Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. Nowadays you're finding neighbors killing neighbors. Kids killing kids. Mothers not being mothers. Fathers not being fathers. Let's do away with that. Let's come together. Let's love one another in this city. Let's unite. And let's work with each other to make this city a better city. Make our lives a much better life. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. Remember, we are a church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. You care to make any donations, make them to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Your seed will be greatly appreciated, and God will richly bless you. Thank you, and may God bless you, is my prayer. I will. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad that you have your radio on this station. You know that First St. Mark Radio come on every Saturday at 10:45. So call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark Ministry is on the air. I'm Pastor Grady Blackwell talking to you live from the radio station. Here's one thing I want to say to all our listeners, and I want you to pass it on. Pastor Blackwell is saying Happy New Year to you, and he's giving you some firsthand information. I'm retiring from pastoring the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm retiring as of May the 2nd, 2021, and we plan to have a new pastor by the help of the good Lord. We plan to have a new pastor by April 2021. We are so glad that First St. Mark Baptist Church have just let me had a good time in the passing of so many good people that are members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I would say I really kind of hate to go, but this doctor's orders. Medically, the doctor is telling me to step down or slow down or doing this. And after much praying, talking to the Lord, I have decided to retire from pastoring, but I'm not retiring from the church. I'll be hanging around trying to do anything that a church member can do to help the church. And I always say this, and I know somebody might be thinking a way that I normally think sometimes. He's going to be in the way of a new pastor who's trying to pastor the church. And sometimes old pastors do, as long as they hang around the church. But I can't help it. I'm gonna just try to be the best member of the church that I possibly can. I definitely do not plan to leave the church. And I want y'all to continue to pray for everything will go well with First St. Mark Baptist Church during the transition period while I'm leaving and somebody else will be coming forward. At this particular time, we don't know, or I don't know, who gonna be the pastor. I got my ideas and I got my hope and wishes, but we don't know, and we're just gonna go by proper procedure on electing of a pastor. You know, when we start talking about that, we probably set up a pulpit committee and look at people, find out what we want in a pastor, and then look at some resume, hear some messages that some of the candidates preach, and then we'll go from there. But we just thank God for the people that I have pastored. I just felt so good. They will always be on my heart, and the church is also on my heart also. So again, I just want to thank First St. Mark church members for what they have done for me, how they have loved me, how they have cared for me. I just thank them so much. I know that it wasn't a bunch of millionaires, wasn't a bunch of this, but they were God children, and they loved their pastor, and they loved their church, and I love them, and I love the church. We thank God for them. Now, as we just here just talking to you so much about how much the church meant to me as pastor, they taught me so much because I started off many years ago as a young pastor, and they put up with me. They taught me a lot of things about the Lord and about people, and I'm just so appreciative. So I just want you guys to write that down. May the 2nd, it's a Sunday, May the 2nd, 2021, will be my last day as pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. But it won't be my last day at First St. Mark because I will be there trying to be the best member of a church that I possibly can because I love the church and I love the members of the church. But due to the doctor's orders, I just have to give up trying to pastor. So I just want that to get out. I want to do this to my, to so many people that I know that came through the church, that were baptized, that was that spent some months. So maybe they got married in the church. Maybe their mother got married. Some of their kinfolk. We did the funeral at First St. Mark Baptist Church. So it's so much went on at First St. Mark Baptist Church that I will always have good memories of First St. Mark Baptist Church. Now, what we want to do now, we just want to talk about some of the things that going on in the new year. We got a new year coming up, and First St. Mark want to, by the help of the good Lord, we just want to do a little bit better than what we have done. We want to have more contact with our members who can't make it to church because they're on the sick list or they are old and kind of afraid to come to church with this coronavirus going on. So we want to communicate with them. Here's what we want to say. I just hope that we got some of them listening. We want to tell them that when we start voting on or trying to select a pastor, they will know, they will be involved as much as we possibly can. They'll know how we're selecting the pastor. They'll know that they have a vote also. And they'll know that we want them to know everything the selection committee know. And we want their input after we recommend someone for pastor. We want their input on what they think about or who we should vote in. So this I want all First St. Mark members to know that they have a say-so. They have a vote on who the next pastor will be. It's not going to be somebody just jump up and say, yes, put so-and-so in there. But we want the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that come when they can, those that are sick, those that are not present, but if you are a tithe paying member, that you're in good standing, that's all we ask, that you have a vote, 18 years or older. But we just want you to know that your vote count and it will be invited. You'll be invited to cast your vote. Even though you may not be present, we'll work out some kind of way where your vote count, even if you have to tell a deacon or somebody how you would vote. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer on that. If you have any question concerning how we elect the pastor, all that kind of stuff, please call me or some of the deacons. And we'll be calling you because we're mailing out a letter to you, actually giving you instruction on how we're talking about you and me and all of us, is going to accept a pastor. You should be getting some in the mail. If you are at church Sunday, we're going to hand it to you, but if not, it's going to be in the mail to you. If it's not in the mail to you, one of the deacons or someone will bring it by your house and we'll stick it in your mailbox or stick it in a drop box at your door or something like that. So we thank you for that. I think right now, what I would like to do, I'd just like to offer a prayer to all the sick members, all the members that are sick at home or shut in. Just have a prayer that God will continue to bless them in whatever they stand in need of. I'm just going to ask First St. Mark members and other members who are listening. You ain't got to be a member, First St. Mark. If you're listening, we're praying a prayer that may, that God may just bless you with whatever you stand in need of. Bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, how we thank you right now for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we know that you are bigger than us. You are awesome, God. You are bigger than anything. I found out something, Lord. I found out that nothing is too small for you to handle, and yet nothing is too big for you to handle. That's why we call on you right now. We call on you because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. Now, Lord, we want you to breathe on the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that are sick and shirt in, those that are at home, those that are going through sometimes, those that feel like they've been forgotten. Lord, touch them with your powerful hand. Let them know that in spite of the coronavirus, in spite of the loneliness, in spite of everything, you are still with them. Your words say you won't leave them, nor will you forsake them. Lord, we thank you for that. Somebody needs you, Lord, and they know that they can't get along without you. Somebody at Rapids General, Lord, needs you. Somebody at Cabrini, somebody at all the hospitals. Somebody is being funeralized today or the next day. They need you, and they know that they can't get along without you. But, Lord, I believe their faith is in you. I believe that they know that you will tell them to hold on a little while longer. Everything going to be all right. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and, Lord, what you're going to do. Lord, we just thank you for being God all by yourself, a God that we can glorify, a God that we can say, take care of us, take care of all our needs. And you already know us good enough to know our needs, what we want and what we need. We appreciate you, God. Lord, we just love you. Thank you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what a Lord that we serve. Every once in a while, I guess some people think I'm crazy. Nobody's around, and I still shout hallelujah because I know that the Lord is good. Not some of the time, but he's good all the time. He put food on my table. Oh, Lord, he give me something to do. He let me know that everything's going to be all right. I can't thank God enough for the things that he's done and what he's doing for me. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, just talking of something, if anyone need prayer, just call me. Our number, the pastor number, is 589-8129. We thank you so much for listening to this station. And every Saturday, the First St. Mark Radio Ministry will come on at 10:45 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. We just thank you so much for just turning your radio on. And I said I was going to say that, even though I don't use the radio to beg for funds, but I just thank the people who some people just send money to our church, and I appreciate it. I'm not calling names, but I just thank God for those that do just put money in an envelope and send it to First St. Mark Church. Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue, in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First Saint Mark Baptist Church.